The unification of Ireland is on the mind of the former Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar. In an interview with the Irish Times during a visit to the University of Notre Dame in Indiana, he tells Mark Hennessy that every party running in the next Dáil elections should make manifesto pledges that Irish unification is an objective, not an aspiration, and back the establishment of a new Ireland forum to plan for it. As to when the next general election will be, Miriam Lord, in a Dáil sketch in the Times, quotes one TD who will not be returning. He, or she, said fever was the only word to describe fellow deputies' preparation for an election. In the Irish Examiner, Elaine Loughlin writes that speculation is mounting within Fine Gael that the Taoiseach will call an election as early as next week, which could see the public go to the polls in October before the clocks go back. A former Fine Gael TD and former European Commissioner Phil Hogan is the subject of a story in the Times. Jack Parr writes that Hogan's consultancy work for a law firm risked damaging the reputation of the commission, leading him to pause his work with the company. As a former commissioner, Phil Hogan was subject to a two-year cooling-off period, where he was restricted from lobbying or other work that overlapped with his old portfolio. Parr says that documents seen by the Times show that concerns were raised inside the commission about Mr. Hogan working for an international law firm a year after he stepped down as trade commissioner. Hopes of a mortgage price war have been raised, says the Irish Independent in its lead story. That's after AIB said it was again cutting its fixed rates. It is the third time this year that the banking group has reduced its home loan lending rates, Charlie Weston writes. After 7 years, 14 delays in completion dates and a cost that could rise even higher than €2.2 billion, there is still no guarantee that children will be receiving treatment in the new National Children's Hospital by 2026. So writes Tadhg McNally in the Examiner's lead story, reporting on yesterday's proceedings at the Oireachtas Health Committee. Yesterday saw yet more claims, counterclaims and recriminations between the hospital's development board and the builder BAM, he reports. The news, which emerged yesterday at another Oireachtas committee, that a new security office at the Department of Finance in Dublin cost €1.43 million, is widely reported. For most papers, it's a hut. The hut has been described as beautiful by one TD, Stephen Matthews of the Green Party. Another TD, the Independent Mark McSherry, said the structure had a roof looking like Trump's hairstyle. To prove McSherry's point, the Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror front pages both have a picture of ex-US President Donald Trump with his hair mirroring the famous roof. Only the best for the OPW, says the lead headline on the Irish Daily Mail. The very expensive security shelter is the main story for the Irish Sun as well, with the headline, after bike shed fiasco, another kick in the huts.